1. And Portland Mayor Charlie Hales can be reached at 503-823-4120. You are listening to KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM, K282BH Philomath on 104.3 FM, and K220HR in Hood River on 91.9 FM. I'm Brian Pritchett.
And I'm Tarina Aguilar. Coming up tomorrow morning on KBOO. At 7, it's Democracy Now! News magazine hosted by award-winning journalists Amy Goodman and Juan Gonzalez. At 8, it's Voices from the Edge, progressive talk radio from a grassroots perspective, hosted by Joanne Hardesty. At 9, hear Press Watch, the news you're not supposed to know, with Teresa Mitchell. At 9:30 on Fight the Empire, host Perfugering will talk with James Bradley, author of The China Mirage. Bradley's father was one of the fighting men who raised the American flag on Iwo Jima in a war that was born in delusion and duplicity. At 10, it's Air Cascadia, local news with Chris Andre. At 10:15, hear Flashpoints, investigative news radio with host Dennis Bernstein. At 11, on Between the Covers, David Naiman talks with Mary Ruffel, critically acclaimed poet and essayist, about her approach to art, the questions she comes back to, and the artists that influence her. Mary Ruffel is the author of 14 books, including 12 volumes of poetry, a book of prose, and a collection of lectures. At 11:30, it's Black Book Talk, featuring interviews and discussions of works by African-American authors, hosted by Patricia Welch. Thank you, KBOO members, for your generous support. If you are not yet a KBOO member, you can become one. Go to kboo.fm and click on Donate Today. It's his fault. He was talking to me. As a follow-up to this story, we did receive a phone call from Mr. Ross Caron of the Bureau of Developmental Services. The permitting was done through their offices. According to Mr. Caron, the permits on file with their office indicate that the developer has permits to develop a single-family home on the property and that they have paid into the city tree fund. Mr. Caron reports that $4,800 was paid into the fund, which is used to replant trees in other parts of the city. The permits were applied for prior to the changes in the K1 exemption. Thus, the demolition and removal of the trees may happen at any time. The developer has reportedly given notice that the home will be demolished.
Now it's time for KBOO News from the Boo with
Mike
and
Monica Beamer.
It is 5:45-ish. Time now, once again, for News from the Boo, our weekly roundup of items of importance here at KBOO and our greater listening community. We are joined tonight by station co-manager Mike Crenshaw. Mike, what are we talking about tonight?
We're going to talk about some current events in our community. There was an impromptu gathering held today on 20th in Alberta, called by community members Marcus Angel Cooper and Glenn Waco to address issues around gentrification and violence in the community in relation to police, the media, and race. And it was a very dynamic and powerful get-together, a gathering of people. I'm going to play an excerpt from that, and we can listen to that. Hopefully, we're going to get a call. I also wanted to share a song that is going to be released of mine that is going to be addressing these community issues, and it's called Tidal Wave, and it features Arietta Ward. Aries down here on a regular basis and gigs around Portland consistently, produced by Theory Has It. And looking at this connection between art and culture and community events and the reality that we all live in day to day. And I also want to give a strategic planning update, if I could, right quick, before we get into the song and the excerpt from the gathering today on 20th in Alberta. The strategic planning update is that KBOO members have given input to our mission and vision statements through a member survey that was open for 3 weeks in April and May, and a member retreat that took place last Saturday. May 30th, the board and staff got together and they reviewed the comments to consider possible friendly amendments, and they will make a final decision on the mission and vision statement in June that will be introduced no later than the annual meeting this coming September. So I just wanted to let people know that your input is appreciated and that staff and the board are looking at it right now.
Thank you, Mike. Well, before we do the excerpt, let's remind everyone that if they do want to call in, the phone numbers to do so are 503-231-8187. Once again, that is 503-231-8187. Okay, Mike, do you want to introduce again the clip we're about to hear?
Sure. We're going to listen to a song called Tidal Wave that addresses some of these issues in an artistic format. And then we're going to come back and we're going to listen to the excerpt of the brothers up on the avenue talking to the community on 20th and Alberta today. So we can let that song play right now.
All right.
Salary, accelerated salaries. You know it's either felonies or dollars earned hourly. Hitting artillery, you're better than the calories. They know we gotta eat, so extinction is policy. I accept no defeat, that's my personality. The biggest nightmare is actual equality. What we have right here is actual equality. Nobody fights fair, except that reality. They got technology, evaporate your arteries. No remorse, responsibility, or apologies. They seek to send me in the clink, the penal colony. I just wanna see the farthest reaches of the galaxy. Sometimes I feel like that. Get a round trip ticket, baby, I'll be back. Staying up all night in my bags of pack. I gotta get away and find some time to relax.
How much longer?
Centuries against a violent enemy, high intensity, white supremacy attack, fall back, think and act defensively, graveyards, hospitals, and penitentiaries, continental invasion, mental enslavement, murder, rape, extermination, racial hatred is sacred, it never did it, nor the war in my face, kid, but how much stronger can it make us, and how much longer can we take it, cops and handcuffs, propaganda, who do they serve and protect, they do not defend us, get off my back, I've got to stand up. White, brown, Aragon, Oscar Grant's blood in my veins and arteries. The pain is part of me. It is what it is, but it ain't how it ought to be. If we change ourselves, can we change society?
How much longer?
Microwave, I wanna wet them up like a Fukushima tidal wave. When they lie through their teeth and we die in the streets, see my eyes and it's beef, cause my identity is under attack. If I'm young and I'm black, it's not the gun that I'm packing, but the skin that I'm wrapped in. Exploitation and execution, slow pain and confusion, cocaine and illusions, stupid music to dilute the movement. Counter-revolution, who do you be shooting in it? Just gets more intense, it gets more serious. I'm not convinced this ish, so I explore curious rather than complacent. Looking for the future and the data that is ancient. It's so mysterious. We just slaves through temptation, craving sensation. We'd rather feel good than change the situation.
How much longer? How much longer will we make it?
We're back again. Mike, tell us again who we were listening to.
So that beat was produced by Theory Has It, a world-renowned local producer that lives in Portland. Who was singing was Arietta Ward, and Miss Etta Ward is the daughter of Janice Scroggins, the late, great Janice Scroggins, and she's a powerful artist in her own right, and that was me rhyming. And the song is called Tidal Wave, and I wanted to address a lot of the issues that we're going to hear people addressing in this next segment, issues that are both historic and current in relation to community and a lot of the issues that we face on the street, not just person-to-person violence, but also with state violence, violence from the police and so forth.
Well, that's as good an intro as any. So without any further words, let's go right into that clip.
We're trying to do work and try to bring better to the community. So with the spotlight on us right now, we're trying to take the spotlight off of us and actually show what really happened. And what really happened at the end of the day is it was another summed up case of what the black neighborhood is supposed to be. And it's an area where we are all gang related, yet in a gentrified area. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So what we are representing here today is community. All right, what the community is not gang relations. The community of just black people together is not gang violence. We're not out here attacking each other. Whether it's rain, sleet, or snow, I'm gonna stand out here and make sure that message is heard. All right. So on a side note, if you don't wanna be on camera, if you don't want your picture taken, whatever, like I said, we know that you got support, so if you have to shake, go ahead and shake. What this is just a quick video. It's gonna be a 30-second, 45-second video of community. What the media is not showing is that this is a community. People live here, we eat here, we grew up here. There's more to us than what the image the media is trying to throw down. Does that make sense? It's frustrating. Alright, so forgive me if I'm rushing, but it's frustrating. Alright, on a side note, I would die for my community. I would die for my rights, and I would die for my voice to be heard. And it's just a sad note that almost everybody that has stated their voice has died in the past. What I want you guys to take from this is myself, Glenn, the victims, we're all still alive. We're all still alive. When this incident has occurred over in Boston, over in Ferguson, over everywhere else, these victims have died. So it wasn't the voices being heard, it was everybody else speaking up the voice that they couldn't. And right now, I'm still alive. We're still alive, so our voices can be heard. Right, this image is what needs to be put out there. Right, your voice is what needs to be put out there. On this camera, you don't have to speak or nothing like that. We just want to make sure that you're in the video. And in this video, we are trying to make this viral. What people realize, what people need to realize is going on. All right, this is what an article won't show. And I'm tired of reading long articles of just nothingness, telling me that my area is gang related and whatnot. It's crazy how our area is gang-related, but yet we're getting kicked out of our own area that's gang-related. So whenever we show up to our area, we are the gang that is gang-related. Does that make sense? Exactly. So if this is our community, meaning it's not just black, it's not just brown, we are just humans in general. And what that is what needs to be shown is the unity of community work. If you look around you, we are not just all black here. We are not just all white, not just all Asian or brown. We are a community, all right? So my heart is heavy, and I can't thank you guys enough. This is part one of part two. Part one is this, right? Part two, like I said, it's going to be one of those. Here's the day, here's the time, show up. But we will have a large number. And we're not doing a march. It's just going to be a quick walk of our gentrified community, all right? Glenn and I have some things to say. After that, if there's anything you guys want to say, this is your time to speak as well. Don't get me wrong. This is not just, once again, a spotlight of me and Glenn. I take plenty of pictures. We're going to make sure that you get in on this video as well, because the community is the youth, the younger people, the older people, the wisdom, the history, the business owners, the last business owner.
Good.
I am the community. You are the community. And I'm not dead. And so do not praise me when I become a hashtag. We need to praise now. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So, all right, so make sure you guys come in close. Bring it in close.
I prepared a statement.
I really wanted to articulate my thoughts and articulate this this situation. So I wrote out a long statement. I just want everyone to hear it. This is the crime scene. I'm not talking about the shooting of last Thursday. I'm talking about this. This is our crime scene, Alberta. We walk in what used to be our neighborhoods and get looked at as if we don't belong. So-called minorities are under attack in Portland. Everyone wants to point the forgive little infants fucks everybody. If all you get fed every day is a spoonful of hate, eventually you're going to take that out on those closest to you. And for us, as in the 6% black community in Portland, that is us. If you have a community ripened with poverty, a state, not only a city, who has a storied history with racism, where blacks make up roughly 6% of the population, but 40% of traffic stops, do you see an issue? Do you see an issue?
Yes, sir.
If you have a police force that has Nazi sympathizers working for them still, Mark Kruger, men in uniforms who assault and arrest our senile elderly, but who are allowed to work police brutality protests, Mark Ruthridge, officer, and a mayor who shows up after shootings for PR opportunities and then calls for the violation of black and Latinos' Fourth Amendment rights as American citizens. Do you see an issue?
Yes.
This is our moment to not demonize these kids and throw them in cages like animals. This is a key moment in the community where we can reach the parents of these kids and help them help their children